is all the sausage cup, you know, and this is all the bag, you know. All this, the full of everything. Look, all this container.
Abby Hong guides me through the basement of her restaurant, House of Dim Sum. She runs her hands across dozens of stacks of cardboard boxes that extend from floor to ceiling. They're filled with food and supplies imported directly from China.
So right now you have to pay attention on what is going on now, you know. Otherwise you get out of control, out of sight, you know.
Hundreds of small businesses in Chinatown are paying close attention to the Trump administration's on-again, off-again tariffs on Chinese goods. That's because around 90% of the items they sell are from China. And right now, Hong is stocking up.
So it wasn't this full before tariffs.
It wasn't this full, because you get shipping easily. You call and then the overnight shipping. No more.
Two blocks away, at Lion Trading, manager Lucas Lee says he's struggling to import and sell the spiritual products his shop is known for.
From now on, I think that people are going to just be buying the essential needs. They're not going to do anything outside of that.
Average U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods are currently at about 50%, which is down from May's high of 150%. But it's still over twice as high as when Trump took office.
Whether or not this tariff is high or low, the damage has been done.
Edward Siu is the president of the Chinatown Merchants United Association of San Francisco. Some businesses have told him they're thinking of closing.
The tax keep going up, keep roaring up on it. How can they afford it? The people cannot survive.
Back at House of Dim Sum, Hong says she's just doing her best to keep her business afloat, even as expenses rise.
But this how the life, you know, comes and go. Just accept it and then let it be.
For the Hearst Journalism Awards, I'm Pierce Gentry in Chinatown.